CA cross, and there is no E in my name.
Boom. Let's talk about relationships in business and relationships outside of business and how we combine the two today. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. And yes, raspy. Man, I came down with something yesterday. I woke up and then immediately my bones, my muscles, a headache. I was like, what is going on? So usually I jump up and I run downstairs and I'm like, boom, let's get this, I'm writing my journal. But yesterday I was like, oh my God, I need to lay down a bit. And I did. And I took another nap and I was like, wow, you know, my body's telling me, hey, you're not going anywhere, comfort killer. And all throughout the day, I tried to defeat it. I tried to defeat my body. I got up. I was like, let me jump in the shower, take a nice cool shower, wake up. And again, my body was like, no, you don't go there. And I remember I had a interview last night that I've done with Martin Matthews and Chelsea Matthews on The Money Matthews. They have a Money Talk After Dark segment that they do on live, FB Live, Facebook Live. And we schedule this out. Like, again, if anything's in my calendar, I go hard to not reschedule. I go hard to make it. No matter how I feel, man, deathbed, hey, we're talking. We got to do it. And that all goes with building relationships because there is a sense of there's just some standards there, right, that you can't go back on. Back in the day when I was quote-unquote doing business and I didn't feel it, like, okay, today I woke up a little late, whatever, and I would call the person or do something or send a text or try to, you know, circumvent speaking to them by sending an email or something. And, hey, can't make it. So busy. Could we reschedule? And that was because I was laying in freaking bed. Okay. So now I can't do that because I won't do that because I feel bad when I do that. So when you're on purpose, and I said this last night in the interview, how do you know when you're on purpose? How do you know that the IT guy wants to be the musician, wants to be playing freaking violins and the drums, and he doesn't want to do IT? And I circle back to a story when I was in nursing school. And when I was in nursing school, man, the concepts were easy. Like, I got it, but I just couldn't get it. Like, the tests, I would fail them. And I would have to repeat the test and repeat the class, and I would spend so much money, time, and effort in that. So I would, you know, I was going off my purpose. And that's when there's struggle, that means you're probably doing something that's not righteous or not validated for you, who you are. I know who I am. I know that I love to talk. I know that I love to do an action and show people what I'm doing and enable to build this business up to a point where I'm like, man, I don't need to talk anymore. And that's my goal, man. I want comfort killers all over the map. That just does righteous thing, ethical things, and they believe in who they are and what they could be. They're working and living to their potential, and they don't have to go to the IT job pissed off every day because they could say, you know what, I'm done with this. I'm going to make this passion of mine into a business. And that's what we teach here, is just going after your dreams. You know when you had that dream. You know that spark, that fire that lit under you, that lit inside of you. Business relationships to me, they mean so much because they're like deposits in the universe. And I always say this, I'm depositing in the universe. So when I did a video or I meet a person like Ashley Strand, and as you know, Ashley is a 7 multiple times income earner in her business, and her business is in health, water, okay? She sells water. And so that business relationship took on its own thing, deposited in the universe, and now we have something called the Comfort Killers Water, and we're able to funnel people that's interested in that side of life right to that business. And Gordon Bazaar, an international business expert, amazing interview that we did on the yacht, and I know you've seen it. If you haven't seen it, it's on YouTube. It's on grantcardonetv.com/ Comfort Killers, and you can find all my videos there. I have so many. Definitely dive into that when you do have the opportunity, because there's so much content that I give. Give, that is the motto. So, and then in the background, though, I'm building these relationships, built a relationship with Grant Cardone. He's now a deposit in the universe for Stacey. Now a vehicle that's able to identify with the Comfort Killers and send the message out as well. And, you know, then there's more that I've done. RJ, he's an amazing person, amazing soul. 21 years addicted to, like, meth and freaking heroin and, like, the whole nine pills. And he came on my show. Now he's a deposit left in the universe. For anyone that's going through that, these are the relationships that I build, is relationships that are ongoing even after the action has been done. So when I'm with Gordon on the big boat, okay, not a small, but the big yacht, when I'm with Gordon on it, he's talking about how to take your real estate company public, or how to stay ahead of the curve for Gen Xers, baby boomers, freaking millennials, right? You know, that's what we do. Then it's people that are interested in that topic. I've done my job. I've built the relationship. I've put the deposit in the universe. And then people, Comfort Killers from all over the world, can come to enjoy it. I did a show with Martin Matthews on financial literacy. Excuse me. I've done a show with Martin Matthews on financial literacy, and that was amazing. Again, we know about the American dream. We know that my family, man, we wanted it so bad. And there's some that thought they had it by getting that house and living in the neighborhood and the Joneses and the Smiths. And then I realized that, oh my God, this is not the American dream. And then sitting with Martin confirmed it, because the American dream comes with a price tag. I believe it was somewhere along the lines of 100 and something thousand, 132,000. That's what the American dream cost. Now, if you want the real American dream, the American dream where you get up and you're like, man, I work for myself. I started my business. I'm learning every day. I'm building. I'm growing. I'm starting businesses. I am scaling. I'm healthy. I'm conscious. I'm aware. It's like an awakening. The American dream really should be an awakening. Like, oh, I have the American dream. I freaking awoke out of that nightmare. Okay. I'm sorry. I have like the utmost like cough. Oh my God. I'm good though. So, and then I'd done something with Robert Sislow, and that's now a deposit in the universe. So building relationships is like leaving deposits in the universe for other people to get to. And you've done your job, right? You've done your job, and you were able to build that relationship and still continue to build it, make it healthy. So that's why I send little cards to people. Like, you know, hey, thinking of you. It says the Comfort Killers, my name on it. And that's why I rotate and I do that, because it's, hey, I'm out here. I know who you are. And that's why I open my calendar. You know, if you find my calendar, it's thecomfortkillers.com/calendar online. So you could actually plug in there, right? Plug a time in there, 30 minutes. And we're talking. We're talking about what you want to do and how can I help? And I spoke to a gentleman in Florida. I want to say it's Florida. And, you know, this guy's in corrections. And he's like, man, I really am passionate about photography. And I'm like, well, what's stopping you, bro? What's stopping you, big bro? And it's like, you know, his thing was years, the age. You know, like, oh, my God, I should have done this when I was 23, 25. And I told him, man, look, you know, I'm 35 years old right now. I'm 35 years old. I started doing this at 34 years old a year ago. For the Comfort Killers. And I never thought of ages being a problem. I thought of that, hey, listen, now I know enough to make better decisions in my business. If I was doing this at 23, boy, it would have stopped 6 months in, because then I would have got that weed flow. Someone would have been like, Stace, let's go smoke up. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And then it would have stopped, and then it would have been a roller coaster of never endings, right? So age is nothing. I think that more times than often, when you're older and you decide to build relationships and go into it and go head first and dive in a business that you've been passionate about forever, I think you know now. It's like me when young kids were in college, right from high school, when you went to college right from high school, I didn't understand the concept, man. I thought it was, hey, let's go have some fun. Let's play spades in the lounge area, the student center. Let's go hang out. Let's look for these people. Let's go find the weed, right? And then once you, maybe you're 26 now and you're trying to go back to college, you pay for that shit. So you're like, I gotta pass these classes because I can't even withdraw. That's money down the drain. That's how you start looking at it differently. So it doesn't matter the age. I just say use that wisdom that you have and accomplish it. Because, you know, time is still of the essence, man. You are here to leave a legacy. The sooner you know that, time is opportunity. And opportunity comes a knocking all the time. But guess what? We're watching The Walking Dead. We're watching our favorite NBA game. We're watching reality TV. Speaking of reality TV, there's two young girls in my resource center. And they were like, oh my God, it's coming on. It's coming on. So I run out like, what's coming on? You know, what is it? What's happening? And they're like, oh, Love and Hip Hop is on. And then I took the remote. I said, absolutely not. You won't watch this on my clock. Okay. And matter of fact, I'm going to need you not to watch this at all. And they couldn't understand. I want to do what I want to do. And I'm like, but you're watching someone else's dream and you have your own that you want to do. Use this time to read a book. Like, you know, if I walk into the break room and I see my crew members, my employees freaking reading a book, I'd be like, yes, so happy. So they, you know, it's where you spend your time, and the opportunity, the investment that you put in yourself reaps very great, just awesome rewards. So build relationships. There's people out there that is willing to help you. I mean, I used to think, how is this Hecto, this multi-billionaire, millionaire, how are they going to help me? They're not going to have time for me. Yeah, right. They actually have bought so much time back that all they have is time now. You know, excuse me. We don't have time, right? We're still buying time back, you know, instead of selling it. We're coming off of that roller coaster of life and saying, hey, I need to buy time. I don't need to sell it. And that's what I'm doing at the Resource Center. So as you know, I have a date for that. I just need to take a deep breath because it's a beautiful thing. Actually, I was supposed to leave March 19th from the Resource Center, but you know, things are working at their best right now, and we're going to make it happen. So there's something that I want to share with you, and it's for my comfort killers only. I made a service page. It's made a service page, and the service page is what I've done, what I could do for you, other than the products, other than the t-shirts, the wristbands, the journals. The service page is my coaching, my speaking, all right, my one-on-ones. All of that could be achieved if you just go to thecomfortkillers.com. And I want to just briefly go over some of the services that I have. Those are listening. You know, I never done this before. I never opened it up to my audience here on the Get Uncomfortable podcast show. So I want to do that now because I believe that you will love it. So I have courses on here. My biggest course right now is the 3 C's of Change. You can plug that in. It's $4.99. That's for anyone that just wants to, like, yo, I've been doing this so long, I just need a change, bro. Like, I, what is it that I need to do to change? I'm going to change right now. And there's a way that I've conducted myself to change, for change, through change, right? When I was a gambling addict, I mean, I didn't even know I could possibly get out of that. I was so stuck. I was beyond stuck, man. I had a dollar. I would figure out a way to go to the casino. I mean, $5, $20. It got so bad that I would stay there after I lost my money and just try to think of different ways to get more money while I'm there because I didn't want to leave. I was stuck. It was so sad. It was so sad. So I made a course. It's called the 3 C's of Change, and that could change anything in your life. addiction, you want to start a business, you've been procrastinating, whatever it is. So hit me up, Stacey@thecomfortkillers.com. I want to help you. Or you could go to the services page on my website, thecomfortkillers.com. Hit services, and then you'll go into it. Then I have Kill Comfort in Real Estate. It's a webinar I did with Thelonious C. Jones. That is an actual webinar that's done right now. I believe it's $99 for you to jump in that. So if you want to buy your first rental property, you can. And that's it. And then we have a weekly mastermind that we do for free. This weekly mastermind, you have to be a part of my Facebook group to be invited. It's facebook.com/group/ The Comfort Killer. So be a part of that because it's free. And then we have a webinar that's 100% free. It's about an hour. I did this in the beginning of my journey and I was freaking mean. I was mean. It's called How to Get Uncomfortable Right Now. 10 ways that you could freaking flip the script right now to get uncomfortable. So that's one service. Then I have coaching. If you want me one-on-one, I clear off my schedule for you. And we have some coaching packages available right now. And we have the 1 hour power session. That's the cheapest of them all, but you could still get the benefit of talking with me for 1 hour. Okay. We have the refocus package. It's a 1 month program. The reprogram package, which is 3 months. And the get uncomfortable package, it is 6 months. Check that out because coaching is a big deal. I know it. Siobhan had a coach. I had a coach. So definitely invest in yourself, get a coach, and then let's go back into services. Then I have here, and I'm right on my website, sponsorship. If you have a small business, you're growing, whatever, we do have some sponsorships available, ads and things like that, and roles over this podcast, and we'll give you the numbers of the podcast and everything so you can feel comfortable. So we have a platinum level, a gold level, a silver level. PD Sundays is a big one. $75 monthly to get your ad placement and your name mentioned before it. And then we have $50 monthly for the homepage banner ad. So we have some items here that'll help you out. And of course, speaking engagement. Want me to come speak at your thing in your job. Tell your boss, tell whoever. I know you don't have a boss. Your boss is yourself. But tell them I am available to come and motivate and shook them up. Past tense, shook them up. From gambling to entrepreneurs, what I could talk about, personal development, which is huge in my life. The three C's of change, I could deep dive that. Being your best at your resource center and being the best you of at your resource center, your place of employment, I will come in there and tell you how to do that. I done it. Goals, mindset, and action. Action is the biggest piece of my journey. Had to do it. And how to get uncomfortable and live the life you deserve. These are all things and topics I can speak on. Please go to the website if you are interested. Hey guys, build a relationship, leave deposits in the universe for someone else to come and see and speak, get inspired, get motivated for them to do something. It will come back, baby. It'll come back. Building a business for me has been the best thing I've done in my life, the hardest thing I've done in my life, the scariest thing I've done in my life. The greatest thing I've done in my life is building this business called The Comfort Killers. And I want to share that experience with everyone. And that's why I've done it the way I've done it. I am Stacey A. Cross. There is no E in my name. You're listening to the Get Uncomfortable Podcast Show. Stacey A. Cross on everything, on all socials. You can find me there. How do you like the intro? I hope you love it. Peace.